for, which is PIR 2021-4968. This is a bulk plat SD 2021-145 and vacation of public easements. 1 is Rosa Park Road Northwest between Unser Boulevard and Kimmick Drive, and the agent is Bohannon Houston. Okay, I see Yolanda, please introduce yourself.
Moyer with Bohannon Houston, agent for the application.
Thank you. Do you mind giving us an address?
Oh, 7500 Jefferson, Northwest Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Do you swear for him to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead and give us an overview of this application. It looks like it's changed slightly here.
Yes, ma'am, and I don't believe you have the most current bulk land plat that I submitted on Friday. We're previously, this parcel of land was allocated into two parcels previously. We're just reallocating those two parcels. And I know this doesn't have the right bulk land plat because in conversations with DMD and the transportation, we have added a right-of-way requirement to the city for the future Paseo del Norte on the northeast corner, which the plat that Maggie pulled up does not have it.
Okay, thank you. And this is where I'm gonna please check and put yourself on mute if you are not involved in the conversation currently. We've got some feedback that's not helpful. So Ms. Moyer, I think we will look for that, but like I said, we're short one staff member the next couple of weeks that does get these ready for our meetings. And so we're doing our best. And we'll see if we can pull that up. But I think you've identified that the right of way for Paseo is on the bulk land plat that you are presenting to the DRB, correct?
Wanda Moyer, Bohannon Houston. Yes, Madam Chair, it is.
Okay, thank you.
It's up.
The wonderful Miss Gould is helping us out. Excellent. Okay, so you're identifying up there, that up there on the northern part of your plat. I always forget your last name because I don't say it right. Can you remind me?
Moyer, just Moyer.
Moyer. For some reason, I want to give it a French accent. Okay, Moyer. Is Mr. Patton part of your agent team?
Yolanda Moyer. Yes, Madam Chair, he is.
Okay. Mr. Patton, I see your hand raised. Did you want to join the conversation?
Madam Chair, members of the board, yes, just to point out a couple things.
Excuse me, Mr. Patton, I need to have you introduce address. Where are you in?
Yes, ma'am. I didn't know if you swore in Ms. Moyer as well. I know you got her address. I just didn't remember that being sworn in. But
I swear you in? I did. Okay, go ahead, Mr. Patton.
My mistake, Madam Board, members of the board. Kevin Patton with the Pulte Group. 7601 Jefferson Street, Suite 320.
Thank you. Do you swear affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Okay. Go ahead with your additional comments.
I was just going to say, and again, I apologize if I missed this, but this was deferred. We were working with your staff, with the DRB members, to address comments from the previous submittal hearing. I think we've worked all that out. I think we've worked closely with the city engineer, city traffic engineer, to add some additional right-of-way that was requested for the future Paseo del Norte widening. I know we did receive additional comments. I think we were working with ABCWA, and we can get to that when we go to the individual comments there. But I think the plat before you now that you now show addresses everyone's comments. But let's hear from the members and go from there. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Patton. Is there any member of the public that wishes to speak on this agenda item? I see one hand which, and I'm just trying to make sure we get everyone who wants to speak all to identify that now so we don't have a rolling set of comments. So if you want to speak on this case, please raise your hand at this time, or you can speak up. All right, let's go to John Edward. We need your name and address, and then I'll swear you in.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir.
My name is John Edward.
Mr. Edward, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Could I get your address, please?
16 Applewood Lane, Northwest, Albuquerque, New Mexico, 87107.
Thank you. Do you swear affirm to tell the truth?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Proceed with your comments.
I believe Chris Cadena from the Water Authority had the broadest range of commentary relating to their plat. I don't know if I'm looking at the new updated one or the old one. I'm trapped at home waiting for the Sears repairman. I'd like to know if they can kind of review the bullet points that were noted as suggested corrections to be made and where and how those were made.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Edward. So this is Chair Wolfley. You are looking at the most up-to-date plat on the screen right now. We haven't gone to board comment yet, so we'll go through that. At the end of all that, if you still have a question, you would have an opportunity to propose it then.
Okay, I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you. Did I miss any member of the public that wished to speak on item 4? I don't see anyone indicating that desire. Let's go to Water Authority for comment.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Good morning. This is Blaine Carter for the Water Authority. Mr. Edwards, I'll be presenting the comments for the Water Authority. If you have a document that says Chris Cadena's name on it, it was probably the sketch plat comments that were provided by the Water Authority, and I can cover some of those in my comments that I'm addressing today. So for this bulk plat, we do have an availability statement that's been issued. That's 210733. That does provide the conditions for service to the future subdivision. For this bulk plat, it's the Water Authority's policy that bulk plats can be done without the actual infrastructure associated with a final subdivision being installed. That would be done at time of actual subdivision where the individual lots are being created. So the availability statement speaks to what is going to be required for that future subdivision when the individual lots are being created. Related to that, there are some items that in the future will be needed on the infrastructure list, water lines, sewer lines, and I think a particular note, there's a pressure reducing valve that will be required to facilitate some increased availability for maintenance in this area. Right now, we're sort of limited in terms of the maintenance we can do to the water system, as well as there's an interceptor, a sewer interceptor on the north side of the site that's a critical piece of infrastructure. That will all be handled upon future subdivision. It will be on an infrastructure list that's required by the Water Authority when these lots are subdivided more than the two that are shown on the screen. There are two notes that we do need on this actual plat. One is provided under the plat heading under the current comments, basically speaking to future improvements needed for service to the site, water and sewer lines being needed. The other is really important regarding development agreements. That's provided under the current comments under bulk plat BI. Basically explaining there's pending litigation affecting this site and that prior to service being sold to this site, we do need that litigation resolved. The plat can be signed by the Water Authority. The bulk plat that's presented can be signed, provided that note, which is the entirety of that comment provided, that is put on the note on the cover page, and as well the other note further down about installation of future public water and public sewer lines. We had a comment on easements. If you want to at this time, it's an option to dedicate easement across the western track. If the eastern track is to be developed first, there will be water and sewer needed on the western track potentially to service that. If you want to dedicate that easement at this time, that's something that we would, you know, help facilitate at the Water Authority. As all we had on the bulk plat, there's several other applications here for vacation and public easements. None of those easements affect the Water Authority, so we have no objections to those vacations. And then for the applicant, I'd be happy to answer any questions on those comments if you have any. Thank you.
Yolanda Moyerville, Hand in Houston, can I speak?
Yes, please.
Okay, so the two notes we can definitely add. I guess I didn't realize BI was a note you wanted added, but that's fine. We have to add DII1 anyway, so we can definitely add that other one. I don't think the easements consider generating public water and sewer at this time. We're going to do that. It's not landlocked. Either tract is landlocked. There's public right of way on various sides, so we don't see the need right now. But as we come in with preliminary plat, they may be necessary. So if I may, assuming all the other agents are good, all the other groups are good, maybe we could consider delegating the utility authority to planning to look for that note.
That's the blame for the water authority. I'm open to how we need to handle that. I think it's two notes that we need added. So however we can handle that, I'm open to handling that with the delegation. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Ms. Gould, or if you are DMC, we need to mute that microphone. I'm not able to do that.
Madam Chair, I believe the voices we're hearing are background at Ms. Moyer's office. Whenever she mutes, those shut off.
Okay. Nonetheless, I need DMC's microphone muted. Okay.
Sorry, Ms. Gould?
And Ms. Moyer's on a headset, so I'm not sure. Are you able to mute?
Hello, Ms. Gould?
Madam Chair, I'm sorry. I'm looking for...
Okay, sir, you're out of order. Are you on the agent team for this project?
I'm actually the one you're asking to mute, DMC.
Oh, you're that, DMC. Oh,
yeah, that microphone is not connected, and that's why I'm also on this iPad. Okay, so there is no microphone for DMC.
Okay, I'm gonna mute this iPad then, okay?
Okay, thank you, I'll mute it as well.
Thank you. All right, we are at code enforcement.
Our web code enforcement. No comments or objections at this time. Did a future development notes that it's subject to La Conquista development plan and the property is within CPO 13 and VPO 2. Just let us know if you have any questions.
All right, Parks and Rec.
Cheryl Sommerfeld with Parks and Recreation Department. Our comment is that there is a proposed trail located along the south side of Paseo del Norte, which is along a portion of the northeast of the subject site. So we hadn't received a comment on that, and I'm hoping we can get a response at the hearing today.
Yeah.
Yolanda Moyer, Bohan in Houston. So we are dedicating 88 foot of right-of-way for the future Paseo expansion, which does include a trail within that proposed right-of-way. So I don't think a separate dedicated trail easement will be necessary along our property boundary.
This is Cheryl Sommerfeld with Parks and Rec. That's fine. I'll just write that in the notes so I can remember that. But it's just helpful to get some type of response to questions like that. Thank you.
Thank you. Ms. Gould, are you able to bring the plat back up? And let's go to hydrology.
Ernest Armijo, hydrology. Hydrology has no objections.
Thank you. Transportation.
Good morning, Jean Wolfenberger with Transportation. Thank you for previously coordinating with us on the right-of-way dedication that DMD is requesting for Paseo. The Transportation Department has no objection to the vacations or to the proposed action. For future platting action purposes, it appears that infrastructure list will be needed.
Thank you, planning.
So this is Maggie Wolf. So we don't have any outstanding comments on this one. I just wanted to make sure on this plat, however, that we do have the appropriate signatures, and we do have the project and application number. So it looks like this they will need to get utility signatures before DRB final sign off, but it has all the other, it has all of their appropriate signatures.
If I may, Yolanda Moyer, previously we did have all the dry utility signatures, but with the dedication of the right of way, we needed a new plat. So I don't foresee that being a problem.
Okay, thank you. And there's no, Ms. Gould, there's no problem doing delegation on a bulk plat, correct?
We don't do delegation. We usually do things as
findings.
As findings, although in this case, if they the utility signatures don't, I think for the preliminary plat we can do that.
This is a bulk plat.
This is so, a bulk plat. Same, I mean, same conceptually, the same thing.
Okay, just that Mr. Carter needs some important notes added to the plat.
Madam Chair.
Just a moment, Mr. Patton. Did you have a thought, Ms. Gould?
No, I think that's fine. I think we can delegate to get the Water Authority notes needed and to get the necessary utility signatures.
Okay, thank you. Now, Mr. Patton.
Madam Chair, members of the board. Yes, if we could, we were hoping that we could ask for delegation, UA and planning, so that we could address their comment concerning the additional note as stated in their comments in 1B-I, it doesn't indicate adding a note there for that. So we wanna make sure that of the specific language that they're asking for, as Ms. Moyer mentioned, we have no objection to the request of adding a note under D-II-1. That was fine. We could add that with specific in quotes on what they wanted. We were in agreement with that. But again, it'd be good if we could circle back with ABCWA concerning the second note that they mentioned that doesn't really have quotes. So I just want to define that. So if the board is agreeable to approve today and we can delegate, that would be great. Thank you, ma'am.
Okay, Mr. Patton, did you need to have that discussion now with Mr. Carter? Or are you just saying as you refine the note?
Yeah, just as we refine the note, my understanding is that we have an email out to Chris Cadena for asking for a meeting just to discuss some of the comments they had regarding outstanding litigation, not with us, but with the current underlying property owner. So my understanding is that will be worked out. And so the question may, whether or not if that gets worked out, this may not need to be added altogether. So again, okay. Circling back with them, we think we have it solved, but again, if they can take delegation, that'd be great.
Okay, let me allow Mr. Edward, who gave public comment, to ask any question he may have about the testimony he heard.
Thank you very much. What was the outcome of the request to maintain the extension of Avenida de Jamito down to and through the property over towards Paseo? Is that the 88 feet that they reference?
Your question is to Mr. Carter or Ms. Moyer? Mr. Edward, who is your question for?
Whoever has the answer. I don't know. I don't do their work.
Does anyone have an answer to that question?
I can speak a little bit. This is Blaine for the Water Authority. So we had a prior comment about the northern property line that need to be, there's an easement there today that need to be maintained and not being able to be vacated. The current plat does not vacate any easement on the northern property line. It's an important corridor for the Water Authority for a future sewer interceptor. And I think Yolanda can probably speak to, there's actually a right-of-way dedication on a portion of that. So I think our prior comment that spoke to that has been addressed. Thank you.
Nuwanda Moyer, Bohannon, Houston. The 88 feet is not an extension of the Avenida Jaramito that is dedicated for future paseo right away. There is the existing 50-foot roadway and utility easement that Blaine just mentioned that we are not vacating, that is going to stay in place. I believe the last DRB we did talk about the Avenida Jaramito, and just based on the paseo alignment and dedicated right away, I don't see how that can continue through. And I believe Jean also kind of weighed in on that last DRB.
Okay, thank you everyone. And I will, I will ask each board member to vote to approve or deny the application for a bulk plat and the associated vacations of public easements. If you're accepting delegation, please identify the delegation and the amount of time needed.
This is Blaine for the Water Authority. Just a general comment before I take the vote action. The note that's provided in B1 from the Water Authority comments is not listed as a note. That was in discussion with Chris Cadena about how this plat can move forward today. And it was basically, okay, that comment that's there needs to be the note. So that's what that is. So with that said, Blaine Carter for the Water Authority, I vote for approval with delegation for the addition of two notes to the cover sheet of the plat related to pending litigation and future water and sewer service lines with those notes approved by the Water Authority.
Okay, please continue voting.
Robert Webb, code enforcement, I approve.
Cheryl Sommerfeld with Parks and Recreation. I had one other question. I noticed that Jane Wolfenberger said that an infrastructure list will be needed. I'm wondering when that would be provided.
Ms. Sommerfeld, so on a bulk plat, the infrastructure is done later. So when they come in for preliminary plat. Okay, so let's remind everyone we're in the middle of voting. So can we have your vote?
This is Cheryl Sommerfeld with Parks and Rec, I approve.
Ernest Armijo, hydrology, I approve.
Jane Wolfenberger with transportation, I approve.
And Jolene Wolfley, DRB chair, approves with delegation for all the utility signatures and the project and application numbers to be added.
Thank you.
Thank you. There is a consensus vote to approve item 4, PR 2021-4968, bulk plat SD 2021-145, vacation of a public easement. These applications, SD 2021-146, 147, 148, 149, and 150, because the applications meet all the applicable requirements of IDO and DPM, with delegation to Water Authority and Planning to address for 8 weeks to address the issues just stated.